We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hands off to Jonathan Taylor. Hughes hole. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 10, 5. Touchdown. Jonathan Taylor made a man miss the line of scrimmage and then runs it into Painter in a one-handed INT. Are you kidding me? Kenny Moore.
What a play by Nyheim Hines.
Horseshoe is back, baby. The horseshoe is back.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Bring the Juice Colts podcast. So I just wanted to make a quick video here to kind of explain to you guys a few things that I have been seeing around the Colts training camp. And I'm sure a lot of questions that are on everybody's mind when it comes to this quarterback situation that we have going on here. Basically, ultimate question here is, you know, we don't really know a timetable still on Carson Wentz. So the ultimate question is, who's going to be the rain guy for right now? And do we feel confident in, you know, being able to say that if Wentz is out for a while, that somebody here is able to take the reins? Is they actually going to be able to do something right and, you know, be able to lead this team to be able to win games while Wentz is out potentially? So I'll just make a quick video here with you guys and say that I really don't have a lot of confidence right now in any of the guys that we have on this roster currently. I know, you know, that's going to sound kind of, you know, weird when, you know, a lot of people are saying throw Eason in there and do all this and that and this and that. I understand that Eason may potentially be the best option for the Colts right now, but I'm not sold on this right now, guys. I'm really not, because, you know, I've been watching Eason over the last few days, and, you know, obviously it's just the first week of training camp, so things will change probably. And I'm going to be honest, it's early bias a little bit, but, you know, I still look at these things and I'm still kind of, you know, worried about it, because, you know, even when Carson Wentz gets back now, if he misses the entirety of the preseason, he's going to have a couple weeks where he's going to have to, you know, learn on the fly, you know, a couple of these things, right? And then you got these updates on, you know, Jacob Eason, and Jacob Eason has thrown at least four interceptions so far in training camp already in the 11-on-11 sessions. You know, he was picked off by Bobby Okereke and was picked off by EJ Speed. So, you know, it's nice to see EJ Speed and Bobby Okereke doing some of these great things. But, you know, again, the 11-on-11 sessions, you know, really hasn't been doing great for Eason. First set, he was not great. Second set was okay. And then the third one was a lot better. Had a couple of good throws. He was basically 8 of the unofficial.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Stats from Kevin Bowen today, because he was 8 of 15, finished with two much crisper sessions at the end, had a red zone touchdown to Allie Cox and Pittman. So a lot of ups and downs right now for a guy like Eason. But ultimately, again, when we're talking about it here, I mean, it's just I'm just not confident right now in what, you know, Eason's been able to do. And, you know, I mean, obviously you're going to have some of those incompletion problems with Carson Wentz throughout the season. You know, there's a couple times when that's going to happen, but if Carson Wentz isn't the starting quarterback for this team going forward, I just don't know, guys. I really don't know. I mean, I like the way this team is built. I think that we are built to be able to run the ball very effectively, which is really great. You know, this defense is put together very well. And, you know, even though Darius hasn't been out there for the first couple weeks, my guess is within the next 2 weeks, Darius Leonard's going to end up being back out there and he's going to, you know, be able to start getting back into the swing of things. So things will be all right there. You know, you've seen Bobby Okereke and EJ Speed and a couple of those boys having some really good training camp sessions so far this week and everything like that. So the defense has been pretty good. But, you know, again, if we don't have solid quarterback play, then this team's just not going to be very great right now. You know, I mean, this is still a playoff team right now. And with Carson Wentz at the helm, this is still a pretty much a playoff team here that has the potential to do something if it was built a little more. But I mean, right now there's just, I just am really low on our options right now when it comes to the quarterback situation. I know I'm not really doing much in favors of trying to keep everything together. I understand that. I'm obviously just giving you guys my honest thoughts on this. I mean, it's very disappointing that Wentz is not going to be able to do much for a while. So it's very disappointing for me. I'm just trying to give you guys my opinions on it and just basically venting a little bit about how I really don't feel confident in what's going to happen here. But again, things can change. It's only the first week of training camp. There's still multiple weeks. We still have the month of August.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Before things get into any kind of momentum. So we will just have to see. And then obviously with some preseason snaps, maybe that would help Eason in a lot of ways, you know, to be able to understand how things work. So again, it's just, you know, more and more of the wanting to understand things and stuff like that. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. I'm interested to see how you guys are feeling about Eason, about Ellinger, about these boys. If any of them were to happen to take over for a few weeks going into the season, we're certainly hoping that's not having to be the case, but we'll see what happens nonetheless. Now, with the addition of a Brett Hundley, I mean, it kind of makes me feel a little better to know that they don't really know yet whether or not Carson Wentz is still really going to be hurt for that long, but they certainly don't believe it's anything that's going to be very long, or else they would have packed up as something a lot better. So, you know, take with that however you wish, but thank you guys for tuning in. Let me know what you guys think of the quarterback room here, and let me know if you guys have any concerns about this group right now outside of the Carson Wentz injury and all that. But thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.